This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, John Richardson.
And me, Matt Ford. This is the podcast where we talk about FPL football and food.
Yes. On that, it's our second episode of the week. Anything else happen on your holidays you want to talk about?
Yes, because I would wear my Forest shirts around. You get a bit of football banter. Mainly people just being as beastly as you were about me.
Well, how did it confirm your view that not just Britain, but the world is glad to see Forest? Did you meet many Sri Lankan people who were shouting Brian Clough at you in two European Cups?
No, there was none of that. But you know what? It was the new shirts. Our third kit, which we've not played in, is a lovely, it looks like a holiday shirt. It's got a sort of dark black purple background with flecks of pink and blue, and it just says I'm on my holiday.
And yeah, well, it's not what you want your first team to be feeling, though, is it? You don't want Jesse Lingard pulling that on and picturing himself sipping a pina colada by the pool.
Well, that's a fair point, but I think they're quite fashionable, is what I'm saying, and I wore it as if it was high fashion. But we went on a shark we went on a shark trip one day. I mean, I must have seen 100 sharks, and it only dawned on me, I don't think I'd ever set eyes on a shark before. Have you? You've actually seen one with your own eyes?
I've seen sharks, mate, yeah.
Where?
Legoland. SeaWorld. Not SeaWorld. What's the...
Oh, the aquarium.
Yeah, there's big
Oh, aquarium. I'd seen one at the aquarium. Does that count?
It's a shark in it.
I know, but it's not in its natural habitat.
I must admit, yeah, seeing one in the wild is very different. Yeah. I've seen a whale.
Where?
America. California.
California.
California, yeah. Yeah, okay. Spent some time out in California. Didn't make a single friend. It's got to shut these conversations down. How many sharks were interesting? Of 100 sharks, what, the first couple? By shark three, you're like, yeah, same as the first two.
No, because they follow the boat in a pack.
Right.
Did I not send you the pictures?
Pack is the agreed plural noun for sharks, is it?
I'm so glad you went on that holiday with me.
Pack is the agreed.
I'd be like, mate, we're dangling off the back of a boat looking at a group of sharks here. Oh, it's group now.
Oh, group now.
You said
yeah.
Pack a second ago.
The card's really getting stuck.
I'll tell you what, I'm just gonna put on the group some pictures of these sharks, okay?
Okay.
And you can tell me. You tell me how you'd have felt in this scenario. And what your sort of general
beers on the boat or what?
You what?
Beers on the boat?
No, sadly not. Actually, soft drinks. Guess what I had?
Sprite.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes! Yes! Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, the preferred drink of shark watchers.
That is incredible. How? How?
I mean, that is a lot of sharks.
Yeah.
But I would argue... Well, I don't know. There's something quite James Bondy about seeing that many sharks, I guess.
What do you mean?
Well, do you know, like the tank of sharks that they drop people into? There's something about seeing that many and picturing yourself being absolutely ripped limb from limb within about 10 seconds of dropping in. But I would argue that many, how many sharks can I see in this picture? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. See about 12 or 13 sharks there. I would argue that's not that much scarier than one shark.
Okay, maybe. But the point is that's the only bit. So what is, it's a low boat and you were just at the water's edge. Well, I mean, what I mean is you're just above water height. Like the back of the boat is open and they chuck fish guts into the sea to attract them, to feed them. So then just hundreds of them flock and you get sharks of three different types of sharks, sand sharks, reef sharks, and another type.
Card sharks.
Barracuda. And they're all just swarming the boat for these fish guts. And I'm just on there drinking a Sprite. And it's quite the image.
Did you scream?
You know what? I was actually very zen. By the end of it, I was ready to get back on terra firma. But it was throughout it, I was like, oh, this feels quite okay, actually. Sort of dangling over, trying to get a better shot of the sharks. They feel quite chilled out up close, actually, sharks, you know.
Let me tell you what my fear is on these sorts of things, especially on an all-inclusive holiday. You wake up in the morning, you have a big plate of eggs, hash browns, sausages, beans, mushrooms. You probably bollocks, I'm on my holiday. Some Cocoa Pops, bit of yogurt. On the way out, you think, well, I might as well trouser a few pan au chocolat while I'm here. Then you get on a boat with no toilet and 100 sharks for 2 hours. Were you worried about cacking yourself on the boat?
So the shark trip was at 5:30 and I calibrated my consumption perfectly throughout the day.
Light
breakfast,
lunch.
Fine. I decided not to have any spicy produce and no alcohol before the trip. So that kind of that looked after it. So I hadn't eaten. I basically had an empty belly.
We're both turning 40 this year. It's a real time of life, isn't it? When in your 20s, I think you just have a few cans, go on a shark trip. You start tending towards 40, you think, right, let's get off the spice, let's not have any fruit for the 3 or 4 hours beforehand, let's just keep our guts on an even keel.
Well, yes,
I guess you could have repelled them, though. If they're chucking fish guts in to attract the sharks, I reckon if you drop load, if you were weighed anchor over the side of the boat, that would clear a large portion of the ocean.
No, I think that would attract animals from different continents, like they'd be alerted to the sheer dumping of food. They're not the king's banquet.
Oh, they're not going to eat your crap.
Of course they are.
No, they're not.
Wait, if you walk through a city centre on a Sunday morning and see what
that you think shark want to eat your shit.
Honestly,
of course they are.
Hang on,
you're telling me there's a shark who don't want to eat my shit.
Hang on. I meant puke.
No, I'm talking about dropping trouser.
Oh. John, why would I drop trouser?
Well, what else are you going to do? You can't shit on the boat.
Puke. I thought you meant puke. I thought you meant that you would be scared and you would puke, not that you would shit.
No, I mean that you get on a small boat without toilet facilities. You know you're out there a few hours. Once you're out at sea, you can't come back, can you? No toilet on the boat, I'm guessing?
Okay, just to clarify, in case there are friends of sharks or, like, you know, charity people listening, I do not believe that any marine life would want to eat my shit. Of course, I don't think that. No, I don't want people to think that I'm deluded. But I think they would eat my puke.
Right, okay. Well, we're tending
anyone's,
towards
not
an
just
end
mine.
Of
I'm not
season.
Saying that I have particularly, you know, attractive yak. But there's something else that happened, actually, holiday related, was that we had to do a stopover in Doha. And it was only when I landed in Doha, I remembered I was on the sacred land that was the first ever animal weapon location.
Yeah, I'm amazed you remember that. That's very well remembered.
Well, it means animal weapon location is a big part of who I am these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, oh my God, couldn't see any cats. Thankfully, didn't see a single flamethrower.
Is that what it was? Cat flamethrower Doha?
It was a cat in Doha with a flamethrower, yeah. I had a little look around. If anyone's ever been to Doha Airport, I don't know if you've ever been, John.
No.
Big old place. Big old place.
Not
going to go. And
obviously,
you and I both disagree with Qatar hosting the World Cup later this year. But if you're forced to be there because you've got a stopover before you get your connecting flight, have a look around, see what World Cup stuff there is. So I did buy a little World Cup pin badge.
So you're already on board, already forgotten the lives lost.
Does that count?
How quickly you turn. Yeah, obviously we're against it, but ooh, shiny badge.
I really wanted a T-shirt, but they didn't have any T-shirts. I thought that was very strange. But it's a big old airport. You can wander around it. And as I wandered around, I thought, I wonder what that cat, you know, when I pictured a cat with a flamethrower in Doha, I did not picture that airport at all. So quite emotional for me to
see.
So
if you had your time again, would you perform that animal weapon location differently?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. Yeah, because I would try and channel just the sheer scale of Doha Airport into the cat's behaviour, into its noises. It'd be more like...
Meow.
Meow. really marveling at the monorail system, internal monorail system. It really is a very, very impressive airport, and with lots of different food stations.
Oh, wow, here he comes. You're going to be moving out there, mate. You're going to be one of those blokes. Yeah, I realised I'd had enough of this country. Oh, get it up. Get rid.
You know what? My chest has been fine the whole time I've been away.
Yeah, feel free to spit it out and then we'll chat. Oh, goodness, mate.
Chest has been fine the whole time I was away. The moment I get back. Am I allergic to Britain?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the air's bitter out there. You know, the air's drier. That's better for my chest. You know, I can get all the food I like. The service is exceptional. Everything's so clean. That's what you notice when you go out there. Everything's so clean.
I mean, it's weird that... Well, it's not weird, is it? I mean, people with arthritis obviously move to Australia, don't they, if they can? People often say
Do
that.
They?
Yeah.
Is that you must a thing?
You must have heard people doing that.
People with arthritis move to Australia?
Yeah.
Do they?
It's the cold that exacerbates it.
I've heard of them moving to warmer climes, but as a big fan of bargain loving Brits abroad, I thought they moved to sort of Spain and Portugal, don't they?
So, John, to celebrate Harry Kane's curse being well and truly over, I have signed up with Harry's Razors for a trial set. They sent me an expertly engineered handle, a 5-blade cartridge crafted by artisans in a German factory, and it comes with a precision trimmer. The set's also got foaming shave gel for effective lubrication and a travel blade cover for when you're on your travels. I mean, it's exactly what you would imagine a travel blade cover to be, but you get one. You also get a free hydrating night lotion. I know how much you need to hydrate yourself at night, so a Harry's kit is exactly what you need to keep that dry, peeling face from dropping off your very skull. So, dear listeners, you can get the very same. If your skin is as bad as John's, then get it now. Support our podcast and start your own skincare journey by redeeming a free Harry's trial set. All you need to do is pay £3.95 to cover delivery. Just go to harrys.com/comedians and have your trial set and free night lotion delivered to your door. That's harrys.com/comedians.
I really want to go to Benidorm, you know.
Do you? Have you never been?
Calling me. I've never been. I can really feel it calling
me. Oh, my God, it's amazing. It's such a magical place. Let's go. I'll take you there.
Will you?
I'll take you to Benny, mate.
Maybe for our 40th. Obviously, we periodically go to New York, and we should do that again.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
We could go to Benidorm.
It's difficult now with Rico's flight ban. Self-imposed,
what?
I have to say.
What's
I
Rico's
been told
flight
by
ban?
The authorities. Well, try not to fly, mate. The world's on fire.
Well, that's fine. But if you're going to New York, there's very few other ways to get there.
Oh, exactly. So that means you have to go somewhere else. These are the sacrifices that must be made.
Don't do that. We just hold on. Offset the flight somehow. Donate to Greta's.
You can't buy your way out of climate change, mate.
What?
You can't buy your way out of climate change. Oh, plant a few trees in Peru,
at least
so I can do what I want.
Oh mate.
It's better to offset than not to offset, of course. And for those who have to fly, I would agree. And of course, if you work hard and you go on one holiday a year, I'm not going to tell you you shouldn't go on it. But for those of us in privileged positions who are apt to carelessly fly three or four times a year, I would say you could scrap most of those flights. And for me personally, New York is a difficult decision to make. I'm not saying we don't do it, but maybe I don't have to fly for a few years building up to it.
Okay. Whatever you need to do.
I looked into the ferry. I looked into getting the ferry over there, but actually, because it takes so much longer, the emissions are about the same getting the ferry as they are on the
exactly. So there you go. There you go. So actually, it is the most ecological way to get there.
Well, it is if we had to go to New York, but of course, the other option is we just go to Benidorm.
I know, but we like going to New York, and we've not been for years.
I know, but we like going to Benidorm.
I've never been.
Exactly.
I know. I want to go, but we can do both.
We can get a ferry out to Ibiza and watch Ibiza Football Club play.
Surely, just hold on a sec. Surely, Rico's flight ban is negotiable when it involves other people.
Well, I mean, to a limited degree, yeah. But obviously, you would discuss with those people whether or not you had to go. I have a lot of arguments at home about this.
I can imagine.
We should fly on holiday. I took my daughter away this summer. We didn't fly.
Where did you go?
We went to Legoland, and then we got the Eurostar to Paris.
So Legoland Windsor.
Legoland Windsor. Absolutely wonderful. Met Kai from Ninjago.
Ninjago, I think.
Ninjago, yeah. Ninjago. Great cartoon, by the way. Have you watched any?
I've not actually seen it. Even I know.
Really good. Really well-scripted, tight narrative. You know, there's a real thrust to the story. There's no hanging about. Every episode ends on a cliffhanger. Really Ooh. Recommend the Ninjago. So we did that, and then we got the old Eurostar, went to Paris, up the Eiffel Tower, little look around, went to the Science Museum, because that's kind of twat I am, take my daughter to a French Science Museum. And then we came home, and we had very expensive tickets to see Frozen the Musical, which we were unable to go to because my daughter was unwell. I still think about it every day.
Well, I'm sorry for that.
Thanks.
Were they transferable? There's nothing that can be done.
Not non-transferable, no, on the day. I did ring to see if I could put them up for... There's a resale site, but nobody answered the phone. I sent a slightly shirty email explaining that nobody had answered the phone. I got a very nice response back saying that those tickets would be transferred to a later performance. So we moved
Excellent.
Into a later performance when I hoped my daughter would feel better. She didn't feel better. The tickets were cancelled again, and that's the end of it.
That's a real shame.
It is a real shame.
And for all of you affected by that, do get in touch, hello at cpfpl.com, and we will counsel you. I will counsel you.
Send in some animal weapon location as well. Should we get that going
send in
again?
Some animal weapon location. But how would we get to Benidorm?
You can get the train.
What?
You can get the train to Paris, so you get a fast train down to Toulouse. From there, you can pick up a hire car and drive into northern Spain. You could drive the whole way if you want. You get a coach.
Would you do that? You would get a coach with me to Benidorm?
No, I wouldn't. I would get the train. But, you know, I'm just suggesting different options.
I've had one of my ideas.
Oh, God, here it comes.
We could do a CPFPL live in Benidorm.
We could. The last time I was out there, I think I went to a pub called the Yorkshire Pride, who I'm pretty sure would host us readily.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's places out there you could do that kind of thing. We could do it as an event. We could maybe hire an electric car and do like a little make a trip of it. Camp out in a few places en route.
When are we going to do this?
I don't know. For our 50th?
Yeah, let's just... It's nice to just fantasize about stuff we probably will never do.
Got a bad chest.
Yeah, I think it's just coming back, you know. I'm poorly... I'm allergic. I can't be allergic. Allergic to the
Flame
country
scabies.
I love.
God. Well, more likely you've picked something off the recycled air on the plane, isn't it?
I mean, some of the people on that flight...
Dirty scrots.
Just coughing. Cover your mouth when you... It's bad enough doing it in the street, but on a plane. On a plane. Like being sat next to St. Bernard.
Oh, I watched an episode of Bear Grylls this week where St. Bernard goes missing.
Well, I mean, how on earth does a St. Bernard go missing? They're massive.
Well, it's sort of narrative. He does a kids' TV show where they get to decide what happens to him. She's worried she's going to kill Bear Grylls. She keeps saying, what if I get it wrong and he dies? So I think it's telling of you.
Who's saying this? Your daughter?
Yeah. He's got like a Netflix series where you get to decide, should I cross the ravine or head down river?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So choose your own adventure type thing.
I was amazed. Yeah, he does it like, you know, like a live TV, choose your own adventure. Well, not live, but, you know, as live. One was he finds some elephant shit with nuts in it. And he says, should I eat these nuts or should I look for more food later? And she went for more food later, which I thought showed a very un-Richardson-like sort of compassion. I'd have had him eating that shit as soon as I could reach for the remote control. Eat this shit. Leave the nuts. Eat this shit.
That'd be good if there was an adult version. You could really make him do anything. It'd get very dark very quickly, wouldn't it? You'd have him tooled up, going around the stage doing all sorts of horrible stuff. Revenge. Get revenge on people who've wronged me, Bear. Send him round there. Go, you know what? I almost went, you know, I really want, this is very macabre. I really want to go to the Blind Beggar pub. Is that bad?
Where's that?
It's a pub in East London, isn't it, where Ronnie Cray.
Oh, the Crays. Yeah, I think it's quite sinister, yeah. I mean, not least because I imagine it's not a very nice pub.
I think it's a really good pub, you know. I think it looks cool. It's where he killed Georgie Canal.
Yeah. You probably do that on your own.
Bad to want to go there for that reason, isn't it, I think?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the sort of thing you'd go to do and then you'd get right to being outside and think, well, what am I doing?
But then I think if you've gone that far, you might as well nip in for a pint. I mean, I think
you'd go in for the pint.
Well, nip in for a pint.
It's very hard to drive past a pub, isn't it? And we're heading into the change of that. Oh, sit outside and have a lager. So, yeah. Oh, I wonder if the fire's on. I can dark ale.
Dark ale, red wine, cheese board.
Bag of nuts. Nice pint. Oh, pubs.
Yeah, big slice of like, you know, these big pub sausage rolls they do now. Where it's like,
Sunday dinner, 3 football games on a Sunday.
Oh.
Back to back to back, leathered, home, pizza, bed.
John, are you sitting down?
Yes.
Excellent. I've got some very exciting news.
You've ordered me a new chair.
No, better. We've been approached to make our very own CPFPL beer to accompany the podcast with Leeds' very own Kirkstall Brewery. I think we should open it up to the listeners to suggest. Get in touch. What should the comedians playing FPL beer taste like? Email us at hello@cpfpl.com with some suggestions. And for a bit of inspiration, Kirkstall are known for their delicious cask beers like Three Swords and Dissolution, as well as modern hoppy beers like Virtuous and Judicious. So what should it be like? Should it be dark and bitter like John's Soul? Or should it be light and positive, sparkling and popular like one of my mates? As well as brewing great beer, they also own some of the best pubs in West Yorkshire, like the Kirkstall Bridge Inn and the Cardigan Arms in Leeds, the Sparrow Beer Cafe in Bradford, and their own tap room at the brewery on Kirkstall Road. I'm going to do a pub crawl around all of them. Listeners can get 20% off everything on Kirkstall's online shop with the code CPFPL20, and look out for a very special collaboration beer from us and Kirkstall very soon. Just visit the website kirkstallbrewery.com and click on shop.
Of course, at the point of recording, we don't know when football's back. So we're just in this.
Well, I think the Football League is definitely back this week. I think
midweek,
we can say that.
Apologies. Yeah, National League, Champions League as well this week.
How quickly they forget. One sniff of Premier League action. apparently the Minnows are back.
Oh, you know what?
I think one of the great threats to the we discussed the policing issue in the Premier League. I think one of the great threats now to lower league football is actually a dearth of players because they've all signed for Nottingham Forest. I think there's a lot of teams failing to field a squad.
Yeah, but we only signed like Brazilian internationals, players like Serge Aurier. You know, the lower leagues are safe from the Forest. I was going to say checkbook.
You've signed quite a lot of players who got relegated last year, haven't you?
Well, we've signed a range of players, mainly the megastars, okay?
Okay.
Big dogs only in the Nottingham Forest. Don't go into the Nottingham Forest because it's full of big dogs.
Who's your big tip for Nottingham Forest? We know you back Lingard and Nico Williams and the likes of that. We've talked about Henderson. We know about your Johnson, your big Johnson up front. Of the signings who've yet to make an impact, who's the one where you think, well, when we get that going, that's going to be special?
I mean, there's so many of them.
I know.
Do you know what? I think Morgan Gibbs-White is very exciting.
Yes. And an absolute bargain.
Yeah. you git. Because you didn't mean that.
No, I know. It was a ludicrous amount of money to pay.
What?
Well, I hope he's good. He's going to fucking have to be with what you paid for him. And I mean you personally. I know you were asked to chip in.
In a way, don't we all chip in? You know, every time you buy a wallet on the website or a gilet.
Yeah, that's where your council tax is going in Nottingham. The wages of Serge Aurier and Morgan Gibbs White. I just want my bins taken out. No one's come round for me bins. No, we can't do bins anymore, duck. What to pay thut wages for Emmanuel Dennis?
I actually forgot we'd signed Dennis. Bloody hell, we signed so many players.
Unbelievable.
When they get that side going, be all right.
Have you seen all the memes? Shall I send them to you? Because they were while you were away. We all had a great laugh while you were away.
No,
slagging your team right off. The clown's getting out of the car. Did you see that one?
No.
Oh, I'll send you that one, mate.
I saw the team bus one, the team photo one.
Yeah.
What do you mean the clowns? What clowns?
I sent you the clowns getting out of the car.
You send it me now, are you?
If I can find it, yeah. I'll send you after. It's a Simpsons clip where the Krusty the Clown mobile turns up and then players just keep getting out of it. I think something like Forrest turning up for training on the first day. Oh, absolutely wonderful. Joyful.
And, sounds quite horrible, actually. Sounds like very sour. It sounds like the politics of envy to me. Sounds very nasty. Well,
people are envious, but they're also... I mean, what do you make of... There's a genuine change in the public mood now against Forrest.
No, it's not against. It's more just banter, isn't it? You have to know the difference.
People genuinely want to see you get relegated.
No, they
and
don't.
Have to sell 400 players.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They're just joking. It's a joke. Get over it.
Okay, we'll find out. That's all we've got time for this episode.
If you would like more... Not only can you wait for the next episode, but you can't. There is now a bonus episode waiting for you on anotherslice.com. So if you don't know what it is, it's basically like there's stuff like Patreon out there, but this is better. You get extra bonus episodes of the podcast. You get two extra episodes a month minimum, plus extra unheard content from regular episodes and loads of other extras. You get episodes early and bonus content like at some point me picking up my first dog shit. Go to anotherslice.com/CPFPL for details. And I mean, this is the thing. In life, when you get into a podcast, and I find this, you just want more and more of it. And this is your opportunity to have even more phenomenal, thrilling FPL and dog shit content. So keep emailing us hello@cpfpl.com, tweet us @comediansfpl, and find us on Instagram, Facebook. And please summon within yourselves the time not spent watching football this week, leaving a 5-star written review because it helps the show get up the podcast's charts. Bye.
Bye.